I'm going to light a candle. I invited you to create a little altar for yourself for these morning meditations. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, maybe you can do that today so that for tomorrow you have the capacity to light a candle with me. But for right now, I'm going to light a candle on behalf of us all. And when I say us all, there are close to 700 people in different parts of the world who are part of this. So, as we just take a moment to be with the flame of this lit candle, we consciously ignite the flame of our heart, our sincerity, to truly grow and deepen and abide in that which we are. And to really open to the radiance at the core of us all. And we bow to one another, to our divine true nature, to our teachers and their teachers, and all that has brought us to the path. And we ask for blessings upon our meditation practice this morning and all mornings. We settle into the posture that's best for us. So just checking that you're on your sits bones, you're as evenly positioned as you can be. Jenny, there's background noise we're hearing.
Sorry, the problem I have is if I mute all, I also mute you, and I can't see who is not muted.
Okay, so everyone who's listening, can you please do us a very big favor and please unmute yourself? That would be really wonderful. I'd be so grateful. Thank you. Okay, so let us find the posture that's best for us. Just beginning to turn our focus inwards. Bringing our awareness to the breath. Just letting the inhale become a little deeper, a little longer. Feeling your sits bones against the cushion or the chair. Feeling as if someone is drawing you from the crown so that your spine is elongating. Chin tucks slightly. Tongue rests upon the roof of your mouth. And begin to ride the breath that carries you from the surface to the depths of your being. Each inhale is a welcome. You are literally being welcomed by life. just to be here in this moment. Quite literally, the plant kingdom is absorbing your waste and giving you fresh, life-giving oxygen. That nourishes and sustains you. And welcomes you just to be here. Just to draw deeper into your body. Just to draw deeper. And each exhale can just be a natural melting a natural letting go. So on the exhale, see what's ready to let go. Noticing any tension patterns in the body. Perhaps the tiny muscles around your eyes and face. Perhaps they can melt. Just as effortlessly as ice melts in the warmth of the sun. Feel yourself being welcomed and melting. Letting physical tension melt when it's ready to. Letting any craving or aversion melt. And letting the following of thoughts melt. Noticing how everything is welcomed, all parts of you are welcomed. Sensation, emotion, thoughts, all of it. And that all is invited just to melt and settle. With the natural rise and fall of your breath. Just opening, softening, allowing your experience to be and breathe. Just as a magnet draws the iron shavings to itself, so let these words draw you to your deepest center. Be nothing. Do nothing. Get nothing. Become nothing. Seek for nothing. Relinquish nothing. Be as you are. Rest in God. Be nothing. Do nothing. Get nothing. Become nothing. Seek for nothing. Relinquish nothing. Be as you are. Rest in God. welcoming in breath, melting out breath, letting everything be, resting in God. Welcoming in breath, melting out breath, relaxing into being, just as the drop becomes the ocean. So let your individual consciousness return to the infinite source. Where peace and stillness reign forever. Welcoming in breath, melting out breath. Opening, softening, allowing everything to breathe and be. Be nothing, do nothing, get nothing, become nothing, seek for nothing, relinquish nothing, be as you are. Rest in God. Take some deeper breaths. And very slowly, let your eyes begin to open. Just letting light and color and form come to you. See how it is not to rush out, but continue to rest inwardly, continuing to feel that welcome and that melting. allowing the construct of a separate me thinks it has to figure it out and do it and get somewhere. Continuing to allow ego relaxation as you let the world and the day in. As you remember that all the tasks, everything that needs to get done this day, can flow with more ease and clarity and wisdom as you rest inwardly in that depth of being that is our home and our natural condition. I'd like to close today with a reading that is an adapted passage from A Course in Miracles. And I think it will serve to help bring us forward into whatever the day will hold. It goes like this. In God, you have no cares, no burdens, no anxiety, no pain, no fear of the future, and no past regrets. In timelessness, you rest, while time goes by without its touch on you. Each time you consciously rest in God, a tired mind is suddenly made glad. A bird with broken wings begins to sing again. A stream long dry begins to flow. The world is born again each time you rest and remember in whom, in what you abide. So as you continue to rest inwardly today, may you call upon the world, call upon the healthcare workers, everyone on the front line, your loved ones, your colleagues, your friends, all of us, to take rest along with you. As if inviting everyone into this holy inner sanctuary that welcomes everyone, excludes no one. We rest in the infinite ocean of unchanging peace, where all is always well. So thank you for joining me. We'll be here again tomorrow and every day this week, Monday through Friday. And I'll be taking you through a progression of the primary meditations that make up the body of teachings in my book, The Way of Grace. If you don't already know about this, you might enjoy it. So I'll be here again the same time at 9 a.m. and we'll have all the little kinks ironed out for you by then. So thank you for your patience with us. This is the first time that we're doing something like this and I hope it won't be the last. I have so many things I want to offer you that I feel are extremely important right now and that the world truly needs more of us to be truly centered in the depth of our being, that we may rise together into the full embodiment of who we really are in this world. So I also want to mention that if you would like an on-the-spot, like little quick mini version of the practice we've done today, you can find that by going to my website, mirandamcpherson.com, and go into the sanctuary. There's a tab at the top that says sanctuary, which is where you'll find so many audio and video downloadable teachings. The on-the-spot version of this meditation is called Be As You Are. It has Ramana Maharshi's beautiful face next to it, and it's completely free. So whenever you need a reset throughout the day, just stop for 5 minutes and play that and come back to the zero point where everything is always resolved, and then let yourself move forward into whatever tasks or activities are needed. So thank you and bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.